happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, stage time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah! Yeah, you got it.
I got it.
Yes, it's Bughouse Square. I got all them things in there with like they're supposed to be. It's Bughouse Square. It's Mutiny Radio. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. It's, could be 6:01. It could be whatever you want it to be.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week, Bughouse Square, I got, I bought a couple records. I mean, just, I full out bought records. I'll tell you all about it. And I got some flea market finds. I got some, although it's been, flea market Sunday, you know, we had Christmas and New Year, so, no one, but I did go and there was one dude and he was selling records.
Rainy night down in the engine house. Sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante men? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
by the love. I'm hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what? Come on, baby. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. What it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way. Sunday sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it, trying to make it real compared to what.
had that Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. She said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in. I couldn't come in right then. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, that was very busy.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know.
A real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
Life is feel you're right.
Get up, stand up.
We can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your right.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us traveling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
You're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
a right.
Yeah,
so you better
get up, stand up
in the morning.
Give it up,
stand up for your right.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up.
what you like at your lapping. Try to stop and you to sing. What you like at your lapping. Try to stop and you to sing. What you like at your lapping.
Hey, that's David Bowie, and I gotta tell you something about that song. All right, so I don't go out and buy records much. I mean, I buy records all the time, but I don't buy like brand new records too often, unless it's something, you know, if it's out there. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I do. If it's like a band or something that has a record, I'll buy it. You know, if I like the band, of course. But there are certain there's certain times where you just you know the album, and you just want to have it so you could play it anytime and have it sound really nice. So I'm a fairly large David Bowie fan, and I never had this record, The Man Who Sold the World. So they are reissuing and repressing and selling probably most of his discography. So I got this, and I got Honky Dory coming. I know, it's like, so those are the two I got. I got those two. And I may get his last one. That's when I want to get that. And it's crazy because people are like hoarding these to, you know, because you'll see copies for like $100, like brand new. And it's like, man, I got it for like $16 or something. So what, you know, people are just, are nutty. So in the future, I think when you want a record of something that's tried and true, I'm sure that will be available at a reasonable price, because it makes sense for the record company and publisher, whoever, to make those available to people to buy, you know, not some CD dude trying to like get over like three times on you. That was, what did I do? The Man Who Sold the World, of course, the title cut, David Bowie. This is Bughouse Square. This is Mutiny Radio at the beautiful corner of 21st and Florida in the Mission. San Francisco, California. I'm right here. We're on the Mission, in the Mission. It's always flat and sometimes sunny. It is. But it's night now. It's winter, and the sun is long gone. And it's a new year. It's 2017. I hope you had have had a good one so far. And I have. I'm optimistic, man. I am optimistic. We're having troubles here at the radio station, though, quite frankly, if I have to be honest with you about 2017. We're struggling for dough. We can always use dough. We're trying to get some sponsors. We operate a storefront and radio station and kind of performance space here in San Francisco, and it's getting more and more expensive, and we're really trying to do it. We're thinking of ideas, expanding into different areas, this and the other things, but we still need a revenue stream. So again, GoFundMe, if you got a few bucks, that's great. Let's see. So let's go. Go to mutinyradio.fm, and then you can look at the, there's a great news feed in there, which is good. I like, Will the Stranger. He's got a show, and he also does, quite a bit of the news, feeds in there, stories and whatnot. So check that out. It's, mutinyradio.fm. So look at that. And then you can check out other shows besides this, cause I know you're an avid listener, or you wouldn't be here. So I'm putting that away. Let me see what else. Let me grab these records. Oh yeah, we had Earth, Wind and Fire. So that, this is off, I haven't really dipped into this. I got this record, I don't know, I've had it for a long time. I don't think I've played any of it. So that's kind of, that's another thing I'm doing in 2017, is I'm trying to get into more records that I haven't, I kind of acquire. People give me records, and like I listened to this, we opened up with Les McCann and Eddie Harris, and that was Compared to What? That was what we opened up with. But I got a Les McCann record after this, and it's just him, and it's wonderful. And I got it from this very nice lady a genuine soul sister, gave me like her record collection, which is just sweet. I got all this like Isaac Hayes and Les McCann and Aretha Franklin. And it's good. I'm tapping into that. We had Frank Zappa was in there off the Overnight Sensation doing Camarillo Brillo, Flaming Out Along Her Head. Roxy Music was there, Out of the Blue off the what was this record? Dang it. So I don't think Country Life, of course. And we had Bob Marley in there, which is just a great cut with Bob Marley. No. Bob Marley, Get Up. Stand Up for Your Rights. Bob Marley and Peter Tosh all in one. Good song. Let's see. That's it. So I wanted to keep going. I got so much good music. But I figured I better stop because we got some contributors from the some basement folk. It's this segment that we call Rives from the Basement because it's no lie, in the basement you're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. Yes, and that it is home recordists, any style, any genre. Just has to be recorded where you sleep. If you sleep in a bed, great. It doesn't have to be like in the bed, just like in your house, you know. It's like home recordist. It's not stuff that you go to a recording studio and do. I have no problem with that, but this is home recordist. So this is, hold on, I'm going to dig this up because when I wait too long, this thing goes to sleep on me. And Sean, didn't you fix that? This is called a one-step program. One-step program. That's a good, that's a good one. So if you dig this, it's on SoundCloud. One-step program. This is called 1 week later. Hold on, that's turned up. We're going to do this. We're hoping it works. 1 week later from one-step program.
Chilling out, watching the tube. Try not to think if I can for a minute or two. Eat Cheetos cause I got 100 bags or so. Picked it up with a case of soda. I'm living a dream, I can't believe how sweet my afternoon could be. Even if it's just for today. After all it's Sunday. Got 1,000 channels of bullshit on. If it ain't right, then I wanna be wrong. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame it? Working my ass off, now I'm feeling like I might be going crazy. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame it? Working my ass off, now I'm feeling like I might be going crazy. Light in the fridge. 6 days of work and then you rest. Back to it on the very next. Monday's been a motherfucker. I'll be taking my time doing anything. So baby, don't give me no stress. I'm doing my best. Put Magnum P eyes on. I need half an hour and then we can talk. I promise. Baby, it's Sunday. I'm hoping we could just chill. We can watch the Twilight Saga if you want to. Cool with that, I swear. Hey, I sit right here. I'll keep my mouth shut. After all, it's Sunday. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame it? Working my ass off, now I'm feeling like I might be going crazy. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame it? Working my ass off, now I'm feeling like I might be going crazy.
Counting after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky.
Yeah, that's Chet Baker off Chet Baker Sings. Thank you, Irsay, again. That's a friend who gave me his record collection, and that was in it, Chet Baker Sings. that's an old ass record, and Time After Time is the name of that song. We're going back to the basement. This is Echo Ward by M. Goldsmith. M. Goldsmith, if you dig this, you can go on Bandcamp and look for that. This is Echo Ward's the name of this song, and hopefully it's going to work because we're doing this and the dots are circulating and rotating.
soon. Trombone, I'll ring a silent bell beneath the shower of pearls illegal. Wing palace of the queen, shiny.
Yeah, that's the Grateful Dead. In case you didn't know, that's off the, I don't know, I just call it the X's and O's record. X, I don't know, Exoma, Exoma, I don't know. It's that one. That was China Cat Sunflower. I guess they spent a shitload of money on making this record. It was like, what's that? You know, when they got the receipt, it was just like, we just spent how much? And that was the last time they did that. So that was The Dead with all kinds of psychedelic effects and whatnot. We're going back to the basement. Hold on, this thing went to sleep. This is a cat, Uncle Brent. He goes by the name. He's a singer-songwriter out of Manor, Texas. Let me tell you a little bit about Uncle Brent. He grew up in the Texas Hill Country and began writing songs on his morning walks to Bandera Elementary School during his second year of first grade. Uncle Brent. All right, let's check it out. Wait a minute. He later received a degree from Texas State University in psycho ... And I have to like press on a button that says read more, but I'm not going to do that because we're going to play this song. This is Uncle Brent. This song is called Lucky. That's turned up. And all right, let's hope for the best here. I'm pressing. And shoot, maybe I pressed it. Yeah.
Will you
Yeah, that's a band called Zeitgeist at that point in time. That's from the Translate Slowly record. Side one, cut one, Arabi is what I'm going to say. Arabi, Translate Slowly, Zeitgeist. I don't know. I got this record not too long ago at a flea market, and I bought it because I remember Zeitgeist being, I remember going to see them, and they were kind of that kind of REM kind of, in that, vein of music, you know? And then they became, I guess someone else had the name Zeitgeist, and I think they became the Reavers, if I'm not mistaken. And, I don't know. I don't know what happened to those. Anyway, that was Araby. We're going back to the basement. We've played these guys a couple times, and I'm going to try this. This is off their YouTube. You can see there's a whole video that goes along with this music.
Yes, that sounds great, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Amber Lavon, also known as Amber Tavis, is performing live today on House of Pride Radio in just 15 short minutes. Tune in then. That's a little preview. We also have the great and legendary Colette Legrand in the house. Make some noise out there. Yeah, she's waving. We also have Fudgy Frottage and Paul Brumball and Poon Draker, Mark Hagen, and Paul Magolis. All coming by House of Pride Radio in 15 short minutes. Do tune in at 6 p.m. See you there.
Hey, that's Little Feet off the Waiting for Columbus record. They say one of the greatest live records of all time, although there's, what is live? I like it. There's overdubs and stuff on it and little fixies and that kind of thing, but it's a great sounding record. Spanish Moon, Little Feet. We're going back to the basement. This is Dog God. They're out of Santa Cruz. Dog God. This is, I'm not sure how this is. If this is a joint effort with the Camarados. But the song's called Get Wet. Look for Dog God from Santa Cruz on SoundCloud. That's up. We're going to press that. Back away from me like that. Hell, I'm just trying to get you to play. All right, the dots are going.
Some something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get him on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, hell of a sing song. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish.